Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Across America. I am your host, Jack Austin. Here with me, as always, is Mr. Robert Lamb.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
It's been a few days since we last spoke.
Yeah, just a few days.
Just a few. But last we left you, you guys had just gotten to Nevada, and you got in a gun battle with the local triads.
Mm-hmm.
But that group of hookers you befriended got you guys out, paid your bail.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding, guys.
This is episode 20 right now.
I wanted everybody to look at their phones and be like, wait, what episode are we on? What are they doing? No, we actually just finished day one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Only, I don't know, a few more days until I finish.
Right, yeah. So, right, we just got through day one, and now you're entering the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Yeah. I have a long stride.
Yeah.
So it takes a few steps, and I'm done.
Yeah.
No, because the first day was camped out, and we talked to that lady who didn't help us.
And, who was
and,
not cool.
Yeah, not cool with
you
us.
Just knocked on the
sleeping
door.
Sleeping over there, yeah. That was a bad decision, and I never made that mistake again.
Never knocked on anyone's door?
Never knocked on anyone's door after that. Never going to do it. I feel bad for anybody who has to do that.
I just already hear the, no.
No.
No, sir.
All right, sorry. Yeah, no, not going to do it. So after that, we just were like, we'll find our own places to camp.
Right.
Pretty much what we did. So yeah, day two.
Yeah, chucking right along.
Yeah, I had a map pulled up last time, but we basically were still heading. I think day two was when we got into Linden, which is it's like a little small town like near Blaine where we started, and we were still only doing this is the second day. I think we only walked like maybe 15 miles this day, but when we got into Linden, it was like lunchtime, and we stayed there, and I just worked on the website because I was still trying to get that up and get the donations going.
Did we go too much into the website? This was a website dedicated strictly to the walk.
Right.
And trying to keep people updated as you're walking along.
Yeah, we were going to do a blog, and Tony was like, Tony wanted to do the blog, and I was like, that's fine. And I was like, but I want to get the website set up so we can have donations in case anybody wants to donate.
Right. Right.
And also so we can keep up to date with them. And since he wanted to do the blog, I was like, that's fine, because I didn't really want to keep up with it. But he was fine with it. So I was still trying to set that up because we didn't even really fill it out until like sign up for Squarespace, sign up for the domain and everything until like the day we left. So I worked on it when we were at the airport sleeping at the airport.
Yeah.
And then I worked on it here. And while we were in Starbucks in Linden, and I remember Tony and Cody at one point, they went to like Jack in the Box because they've never been to Jack in the Box.
Ugh.
So I used to love Jack in the Box. And then when I went there, I'm like, this isn't how I remember it.
Yeah. I have some very, very good friends down in Texas, that pray to Whataburger,
right.
And I'd never been there.
Right.
And we went there, and I was like, it's a fast food burger restaurant.
Yeah, I went to L.A. a couple years ago with my friend John, and he just could not stop talking about In-N-Out.
Oh,
and
that's another one.
And it was good. I like In-N-Out, but I don't think it's as great. I mean, it's a good fast food burger.
You saying that reminds me of one of my absolute favorite movies of all time, Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah.
Where Donnie's like, oh, that's next to the In-N-Out burger. Donnie, shut the
shut up.
when we're done, we'll be by the In-N-Out burger. Please, Donnie, please. All right, they went off to Jack in the Box. At this point, has anybody realized they've forgotten six pairs of underwear?
No. No. We, like, I'm trying to think. I think Cody at that point went to go buy some blister Band-Aids or something.
Somebody's already got...
He already had blisters. Yeah, we talked about, like, that first night.
Yeah.
Bandaging up and everything. Ooh. And it made sense, you know. And plus with the rain... it just
wet
the
socks.
Blisters, yeah, it was
nothing.
Bad.
Nothing says let's go for a walk like wet socks
and shoes.
Ooh,
so yeah, I just stayed at Starbucks, worked on the website, and we stayed there for like I don't know a few hours.
How many aspiring screenwriters were at that Starbucks on their laptop?
Oh,
aggressively,
I can't even count them on my
aggressively hands. Twirling said mustaches.
Oh, dude, when we got into like other, I think it was like Bellingham, which is a little bit later. When we got in there, we stayed at a Starbucks there, and like updated the blog and stuff. People,
right?
God, so many people.
Hi, my name's Fury. Writers, yeah. I was just wondering what you're writing over
with
there
with like spiky hair and earrings and all that kind of stuff. It was great. It was awesome.
Right. So you guys are setting up the blog.
Yeah. So we set that up, and then I don't think Tony like worked on it necessarily. Maybe he worked on it a little bit that day, but
right.
I remember it started getting a little bit later, and it was around like 4. And we're like, hey, let's start walking. Let's get some more miles in. So, because it already felt like we weren't walking at all.
Right,
it was like we started and we haven't really gone anywhere.
I was just about to make that comment. Like, you're like, well, we got up and we walked and it was about lunchtime, which for the average American is between the hours of 11 and 1.
Right.
And then you're like, yeah, we got started walking at 4.
Yeah. It's we like, were there whoa. For 3 hours and then we just started walking. I'm like, we just wasted a lot of time.
Yeah.
But we were trying to get the website up, and I understand, like, it made sense. But, and I think that everybody was still kind of exhausted from that first day. So everyone was just like, we'll stay for finish that website, Robert. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry, man. Yeah. I'm over here focusing on realigning my center and finding my chi.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what they're drinking their little frappuccino and chilling out with their feet up.
Spending $80 on a coffee.
Yeah. So when we did start walking, though, it was I think around 4, and we only walked for like a couple hours. But when we were at Starbucks, we were looking at like a Google Maps to find out if there were any like wooded areas on this road that we were heading down to see if we could sleep on the side of the road in the woods.
Right.
And we did find one spot, and it was by this bridge that went over like this small river. And we're like, oh, like, let's try that. You want to go there?
Let's troll it out under the bridge.
Yeah. So that's what we do. So we walked there. We finally found the bridge, and we're like, well, we could just stay in the woods next to the bridge, but it was all like muddy there and we couldn't find a good spot.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's just go under the bridge. That way, if it rains too, we're good. But when we got under the bridge.
Now, wait a minute. When you say under the bridge, we're not talking about like a river underneath bridge, right? Maybe. Are we talking like there's a bridge with a river?
No, there was a river underneath it.
Oh, wow.
But we were like on the bank.
Okay.
So there was like a little bit of.
I guess bridge implies.
Actually, you know what? Now I need to like.
Not overpass Jack Bridge. Got it.
Like, okay. So this part wasn't. I'm facing in. This is the picture. That's facing that.
Okay.
But on the other side is the river.
All right, folks, let me try to give you a little idea of what he's talking about here. There's a it's
that's
definitely
my friend Cody.
Under a camp, under a bridge, and they are about 4 feet from the roof of this.
Yeah, it's a really low bridge.
So it's not like it's not like a massive bridge underneath here. So pretty small tent too.
Yeah, it was a three-person tent.
For three of you guys getting in there, that's cozy.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I see the water in the background. It's not like, you know, a really bustling stream.
It's not, it's not anything like too bad. But that's where we were staying. And by the way, you'll be able to look at this blog on our website soon once we get our website, 7lam.com, up. I'm going to put the blog on there and everything so people will be able to see all the pictures.
And I see that. Okay, so, all right, we got a good amount of pictures here.
Yeah, there's
cool
a ton.
Beans.
So, like, anyways, that's
so we're under the bridge of death.
We're under the bridge, and I saw, like, a lot of graffiti and stuff, so I'm thinking, like, I just hope no gang, like, comes here and, like, rapes us in the middle of the night. Like, I don't want to get beat up or whatever.
Or they do.
Or they do it, you know. Whatever.
Short story.
Yeah. It just adds to the element.
We were just hoping that the damn rascals that left that graffiti under the bridge weren't coming back to get some.
Oh, and you know what? I figured that they were just marking their spot, ready to come back.
Yeah.
For all those unsuspecting people who sleep under bridges.
They and you know what? That might have been a bad deal because they probably would have suspected an actual homeless person
in
the tent.
Okay, well, this is something I don't remember if I mentioned this. We were talking about bringing like protection and knives and stuff, but Cody brought his gun.
Yeah.
So Cody had his gun on him. And so this night that we stayed under the bridge, I remember, I think Tony was in the middle. I was on the left. Cody's on the right.
Tony got the good spot. Okay.
He's right in the middle, just spooning us both. And Cody had his bag outside, and I had my bag outside, but we tied it to the tent just in case anybody or any animal tried to grab it or something. So we tied it to the tent. But in the middle of the night, it had to be like, by the way, we also got some food from Jack in the Box and brought it with us and ate into the tent
under the bridge.
Yeah, under the bridge. It was very...
Wow.
I don't even know what to describe it as.
Mr. Matt Foley would... Yeah, living in a tent down by the river.
But that, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, people are like, how do you survive and stuff? I'm like, I was eating Jack in the Box under a bridge. Like, I made it, you know. This wasn't like Bear Grylls out in the middle of like the woods. Like, we were on the side of the road under a bridge eating Jack in the Box.
We were fashioning spears outside Linden, Washington.
We weren't hunting. And Cody, I remember saying, oh, we're going to hunt rabbit. We're going to hunt like quail. I'm like, no, dude, we're going to eat Jack in the Box.
Don't worry, buddy. I brought my blow darts and my... I fashioned a dagger.
Dress up in camo and just crawl through the weeds. No,
comes back with a rabbit that's not even big enough for one of you.
Yeah, no. It's a pet rabbit that he took from like the pet store.
Right.
No,
why does that rabbit have a collar on it that says Giggles? Don't kill Giggles.
You can't name him. You can't name him. Once you name him, you don't want to eat him.
Once you name it, you can't eat it.
So that night that we were sleeping under there, I remember it was around... It had to be pretty late. It was like 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning or something like that. I think we went to bed around 10.
Right.
And it was like lightly raining, but I wake up to like something hitting the tent, like a loud like bang, like a...
Right.
I don't even know what it was. It was just like a loud kick or something like that. So it was
noticeable enough. Now, granted, you're three men who have slept in the... what did I say?
No.
Okay. So, yeah. So you're three men who are asleep for the second time. In a tent together, and it was enough to wake you up.
No, it was definitely enough. The thing was, I didn't sit up. I like startled awake, and I didn't say anything. And I heard Cody say to Tony, like Tony was like, "What was that?" And Cody goes like, "Dude, something just hit the tent." And Tony's like, "Are you serious? Did somebody?" He's like, "I thought that was you. You didn't move around." He's like, "No, dude, something hit the tent." So.
So he lets off 6 shots into the night.
Yeah, so he just fired wildly. No. So he like, Tony like looks over to me. He's like, "Robert, you awake?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm awake." He's like, "Did you feel that?" I go, "Yeah." He's like, "Cody said something hit the tent." So I'm like, "What hit the tent?" He's like, "I don't know." So Cody's like, "I'm getting my gun." So like he had his gun. So he gets his gun out of the case.
Oh boy.
Tony grabs a knife. I grab a knife. And I'm just like, I'm just hoping it's not somebody fucking with us, like throwing rocks or some shit like that.
Because Tony's about to drain somebody.
Oh, yeah. So we open the tent slowly. I'm like, this sucks. Like, I don't want to peek out and then get my head chopped off by like an axe, like right when I look out. And then they just see, I think we were joking about that. I'm like, if I look out here and you see my body start doing like a limp thing because my head just got chopped off, run. So I peeked out, didn't see anything. Cody went out, I think, first with his gun. And just started aiming around. We got our flashlights, and we didn't see anything. And I didn't even see anything like near the tent that it hit.
Yeah.
So we walk around the tent. It's raining lightly. We're checking the woods around the bridge. Nothing.
Yeah.
And then something like flew by Cody. I think it was Cody's face.
Yeah.
Cody's like, "Holy shit!" And we're like, "What was that?" And it was just a bird. And at first we thought it was a bat because it was nighttime, but it was actually like a bird. It was like just a bird underneath the bridge. Like there's like a nest on the side of it. And he goes, "Maybe it was a bird that hit our tent." I'm like, "How a bird hit our tent though? Like that's weird. Like what are the odds?" But you know what? There's not a lot of tents under there.
Right.
So maybe he just wasn't playing. He's like, "This is how I take my way home every day."
The bird just gets up. Is like, "Who put this fucking tent
in my way?
In my way. I fly under this bridge every single night."
And I just,
you know what? I'm going to file a grievance with the city of Linden.
This is ridiculous. this needs to go to bird law. I need bird law.
Yeah.
Get Charlie Day over here.
Right.
So,
let's get Judge Judy to moderate this.
Yeah. So we just chalked it up to it was a bird. But it was really weird. And like at first when it did happen, I thought like Cody or somebody kicked the tent, like had a bad dream
on
or
accident.
Some shit.
Oh,
well, just kicked it.
Night terrors.
But yeah. I mean, that's the perfect spot to have them. So, but nothing happened and we were like, we're okay. But it was just, it's kind of scary. It's like 1 in the morning under a bridge.
So there's no need to ask when you woke up. It was right then.
It was then.
You did not go back to sleep, I'm sure.
I didn't. I think we stayed up for like an hour, maybe a little bit longer, but eventually I did go back to sleep just because I knew we were going to have to walk. And I was like, I think we're all right. I think it was just a bird. But, dude, my biggest worry on the trip the whole time was just having somebody, you know, you see all these news stories and then you watch movies like Texas Chainsaw Massacre and all it takes is one nut job to be like looking at you from the woods, like waiting for you to go to sleep.
Going, like, oh, there's three of them in there.
Breathing heavily with his redneck friends who have like their crossbow.
You're in Washington. Don't go there.
There's no rednecks there.
No rednecks anywhere.
No, I you know, that was like a worry. And, you know, I met some interesting people along the way that I'm like, you know, this guy could murder me.
This guy is really thinking about doing serious bodily harm.
Yeah, I can imagine, like, if there were people along the way that I walked when people would say, hey, you need a ride or something? And I'd have to use my best judgment, like,
right.
not even need a ride, because I didn't want to take a ride to, like, skip ahead.
No, but of course.
When they were like,
right.
Do you want to, you need a place to stay tonight and stuff. Sometimes I would take people up on their offer, and then sometimes I would be like, nah, that's okay, because they just looked... And I don't want to judge people on their looks, but sometimes I just got like a bad vibe and I'm just like, nah, I'm all right. I'll sleep on the side of the road.
Yeah.
I'll find my own spot.
Hey,
just
do you
don't
need
follow
a ride?
Me.
No, I'm good. Well, sir, it's a blizzard outside.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You know what, man? Fine. Yeah. I had a hot pocket like 6 days ago.
Okay. Well, here's, I'll say this real quick before we go any further, but, this was probably like 3 weeks later. There was a situation where we ran into this guy and this girl who pulled to the side of the road, and they were like, hey, like, how you guys doing? And we're just like, oh, we're good. We're just, you know, we told them what we were doing, and they're like, oh, that's cool. And his girlfriend's like eating an onion, like just eating an onion.
Like a straight onion?
Just a straight onion. She's
now,
like
the gesture
it.
You just made was
she's
like she's got it in her hand and she's cutting off a piece with a knife.
No, she's
and then
peeling
eating
it.
The onion.
Yeah, she's
off
eating it
of the knife.
Yeah, not with a knife. I don't think she had a knife. I think she was just peeling it with her hand.
A
and
machete
then eating it.
Either
yeah.
way, she was threatening.
Chainsaw.
Yeah.
No, but the funniest thing was he goes, hey, I can't hear you. Get closer. So we're like, okay. So we step a little bit closer to the car, and he's like, so how far are you walking? How long you been? Like, where'd you start? Like all these questions.
Yeah. What's your blood type?
Yeah. We're answering them. And then all of a sudden, like, he goes, no, you know what? Move back a little bit.
What?
And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I can't see you. So we're like, oh, well, I thought you couldn't hear us. He's like, no, I can hear you now. Like, just move back a little bit.
What?
So we took a step back.
Hey, can one of you lift your shirt up for a minute, please, as
do
well?
Do a spin. Do a spin for us real quick.
Do a spin. Hey, this guy over here is showing a lot of calf. I want to talk to him.
Have him step closer.
You step closer.
You
the
step
other
back.
Two back up. Eat your onion, honey. Don't you put that onion down.
It was so weird. So, like, we're talking to him, and finally he just goes, okay. And then he goes, take just one more step back. Like, he was, like, leaning down, like, from the driver's seat, like, trying to
was
look at us.
Was he older or was he younger?
No, he was probably in his 40s.
Oh.
And he was just like, just take a step back. So we take another step back. He asks us two more questions. He's like, all right, well, we're going to go. Like, if you guys need anything, you know, we drive back and forth. And he leaves. Then I think the next day he shows back up again with a friend. It wasn't his girlfriend. It was
these
like a guy
guys.
Friend. Yeah. And he goes, these are the guys. Like, these are the guys walking across the country. So we talk to him again. And again, like, me and Tony are just like, oh, let's just stand like a little bit further back because he's going to ask us to do it. And then that was it. Then he drove off. And I'm like, dude, wherever we camp tonight has got to be hidden.
Yeah.
Like, I do not want to deal with that guy.
So he comes back by himself. There are those boys walking across
the country.
He comes
back with like five guys.
Oh, Jesus.
There they are.
There they are. Let's come a little closer, son.
Dude, it was like the weirdest interaction. Like the way he's just like, come closer. Now step back. Little bit further back, and then his girlfriend or wife is just eating an onion the whole time. And the way he was asking questions, it was so weird. It was a weird interaction. So because there's people out there like that, I always had to be careful. You know, I was always worried that's
I would be
situation.
So paranoid, honestly. I would be that guy that brought his gun, and I would have gotten in trouble because the minute he's like, come on, step closer.
Yeah.
Now back up a little bit.
Yeah.
Come here. Now bend down.
Now look at this, and he just unzips his pants.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Right.
Well, and that's another thing, and I think we talked about this too, was the whole gun law thing. I didn't know what states we were going to be walking through, so
that's
I didn't know.
True.
That was one thing where, you know, Cody has his permit and everything, and,
oh, okay.
and he said it was good.
So how did he get it? Okay, so
he was good because he had to put it on the airport, and he had to lock it up and everything like that, and you're allowed to bring it as long as it's all locked up, and it goes through checked baggage.
Right.
So he did all that, and he had his permit. And it was good through, like, Washington and a lot of, like, those states, like, the outside states, the middle states, some of them. But there were some that weren't. So
oh,
I didn't
like
know which ones.
States kind
yeah,
of
but,
lot.
Like,
yeah.
even some of those, like, it was weird, like, and I don't want to say anything for sure because I don't remember, like, the map and, like, what the different laws were.
Yeah.
But it looked like, for the most part, we would be okay. Just maybe some states would be a little bit different. But it was kind of cool to have that protection. Sadly, we didn't have it for too long, but we'll get to that a bit later.
The story needs to develop, Robert.
I know. Don't I'm not going to go there
everything.
Yet.
Everything. All right. All right. That's going to do it for this episode. Episode numero cuatro. That's four in Spanish if you don't know.
Thank you.
Just a little shameless plug for everybody so you can know where to find all of our juicy content, both the fictional and non-fictional. You can find us at www.7lamb.com. That's www.7lamb.com. You can find us at facebook.com/7lambpodcasts. Hit us up on Twitter at 7lambpodcasts. You can email us directly at 7lambpodcasts@gmail.com. And if you want to find all of our content and download some of those juicy podcasts to listen to, it is at blogtalkradio.com/7lamb. And that is S-E-V-E-N lamb. So all of them have the number except for Blog Talk. That is 7.
That's the one maybe I should switch. Like, see if I can change it over.
Yeah, let's forgive Rob's brief lapse in judgment.
It was my fault.
And we'll see you little babies next time.
This has been a 7 Lamb production.